Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Eric Johansson, a teacher with LSAT Demon. Joining me is Nathan Fox, one of the co-founders of LSATdemon.com and the weekly podcast Thinking LSAT. Today we've got an email from Isidro.
Isidro is in their final semester of undergrad with a major in business administration. Went from a 144 diagnostic to practice testing in the mid-150s after taking an in-person course with a big-name prep company. Hello, Eric and Nathan. I took the April LSAT, and I have a strong feeling that I didn't hit the score I need to get into any of the schools I applied for. My minimum target score was a 155. I registered for the June LSAT since my strong point is the logic games, and I tend to do fairly well on them on every prep test. Would you guys suggest I study vigorously with a new prep course like you guys starting now, or wait till I get my official score back if it's not what I need to start studying? Start studying vigorously then. The only reason I'm stuck between these two options is, one, the financial burden it would put upon me to pay for another prep course, especially if my school is good enough to get into the school I want to get into, and two, when I was studying for the April test, I put a lot of my undergrad coursework to the side to study for the April test. The only reason I couldn't allocate enough time to do both is because I'm also working full-time at the moment. Thank you, Isidro. Wow, okay, so there's a lot there. Isidro's working hard.
There's a lot there, and there's also something that very conspicuously is not there. You notice the thing that Isidro never once mentioned? I'll give you
when
a hint.
They're
worried about getting into law school.
Oh, yeah. Not talking about scholarships at all. Yeah. This is right. This is somebody who seems to be falling into this trap of thinking it's very prestigious to get into law school. All I really need to do is get into law school, and that's my goal. Like, I think Isidro is like, hey, 155 is the minimum score that's going to get me in. And That's a bad way to be thinking about it, Isidro, because what you're going to do there is you're going to just put yourself right in the perfect position to pay full price. And you might end up being one of the only people who's paying full price at your school if you persist with this plan. So our advice is always going to be set higher targets for yourself, or don't even really worry about a specific target score. Instead, you need the highest score you can get. And I mean, I got to tell you, Isidro, I said this in class last night, actually, that when I see somebody with a 144 diagnostic, I start thinking, okay, I want you in the 160s at least by the time you apply to law school. I don't see why you're not going to end up in the 160s if you have a 144 diagnostic. We see people, that's our sweet spot, man. We see people make 20, 25 point improvements from there all the time. It is totally possible. And I think I know that big name prep courses aren't that good. It's a shame that they're very expensive. So you spent a lot of money and a lot of time grinding it out in some big in-person big name prep course. And they helped a little, but probably they didn't actually help you. More likely, you did a bunch of practice and the practice is helpful. And so you got better at the test despite what their dumb strategies are. I think you can do a lot better than that. I think you're crazy if you sell yourself short here. I understand that it's expensive. LSAT Demon's not that expensive. Our most expensive plan is $295 for a month worth of unlimited live classes 7 days a week. you know, and you do that for a month or two, and it's still going to be like half the cost of not even half the cost of one of the big name in-person prep courses. And we expect that you're going to improve your score by double digits. You know, that doesn't happen for everybody right away. It doesn't happen immediately. You know, maybe a month or two is not enough. Maybe you need to give it a little bit more time than that. But boy, you're talking about purchasing a $150,000 degree. And when you compare the cost of LSAT prep to the $150,000 degree, it becomes a no-brainer to spend a little more time and a little more money getting your LSAT in the right place, because we think we can get you to go, not just to get into law school, but we think we can get you generous scholarship offers if you can get that score into the 160s.
Yeah. Isidro, I'm totally sympathetic to being in a financial position where a couple hundred bucks a month is a really big deal.
Yep.
I totally get that, you know?
Yep.
Check out the fee waiver options that we've got, or the discounts available to fee waiver participants. Well,
start with the LSAT Demon free plan. Yes. I mean, we had a class last night, my class last night, we opened it up to all of our free subscribers, and the free people were there going like, LSAT Demon gives away too much for free.
Yeah.
I saw them saying that in the chat. Yeah. And I'm like, well, yeah, but we do that by design because we want to get as many people in the door as we can. And, you know, we don't have like a bullshit free program that you can't actually get anything out of. We have a robust free program that you can get a lot out of. So Isidro, you can study with us for free for like a couple weeks for sure without running out of any materials. So LSATdemon.com, sign up for a free account. You can do the exact same shit that people do in our paid programs. You can do full practice tests. You can do timed sections. You can do drilling. You can watch our video explanations. You can look at our written explanations. You can use the ask button and email a whole team of tutors who are just there waiting around to help you. You can do all of that 100% for free with us. And then if you decide you want to sign up for a month or two of our program because you think it's working, you know, we would love to have you, of course, but you can get a ton out of our free stuff. Then the second thing, which Eric already mentioned, is we have a really robust fee waiver program. So if you might qualify for the LSAC fee waiver, then we will automatically give you 60% off of our basic plan. Our basic plan, by the way, is $95 a month. 60% off of that means that you're paying like $40 a month for LSAT prep. We'll give you 20% off of our higher level plans if you qualify for the LSAC fee waiver. I have a feeling that Isidro probably does qualify for the LSAC fee waiver. If people who are working full time to make ends meet, you know, supporting themselves, very commonly they do qualify for the LSAC fee waiver. So you should at least apply for that. And if you do, then come back to us at LSAT Demon and we'll give you a really great price on your LSAT prep. But again, you know, if you compare the few hundred dollars and few months of effort that you're going to pay for LSAT prep to the few hundred thousand dollars that you're going to end up paying for law school, it becomes a no-brainer to spend more time and more energy and more money on your LSAT prep. And again, I want to make this really clear, Isidro. 155 is not a good target score for you. If you had a cold diagnostic of 144, your target score needs to be at least 164. I mean, I think you should be hoping, you should be planning on a 20-point improvement if you prepare the right way. We just see people do it by the dozens every time, every test. We have people telling us, hey, yeah, I started at 144, ended up at 168. You guys changed my life. And it's like, yeah, well, it's not that hard. You just got to put in the time and the effort and the energy, you know?
Yeah. What do you think about this question about waiting to study until you get your score back? The April score release, I guess, is on May 1st, so it might be a moot point by the time this actually publishes, but...
But there's two things going on here at once. So if it was just, should I study while I wait for my scores? Yes, you should study while you wait for your scores.
Agreed.
Because that's 3 weeks, and the tests overlap in such a way that there's a lot of the calendar where you're going to be waiting for your scores. So, you know, because you should plan on taking the LSAT at least twice. You should always have a backup, right? So when you take it the second time, you should plan on taking it a third time. And if you take it a third time, you should plan on taking it a fourth time. Isidro, you should plan on taking it at least two more times, June and August, for sure, because you didn't do what you need to do on the April test. I mean, I can tell you that from here. I know you didn't do what you need to do in April, because even if you got a 155 or a 157 or whatever, that ain't good enough. You need to do better than that. You can do better than that, and you'd be crazy not to. So yes, you should be studying if you're studying, but the one huge caveat to that is that Isidro says, I'm also doing my undergrad coursework and working full-time. And Isidro, if you're getting anything less than straight A's in your undergraduate coursework, you shouldn't be studying for the LSAT at all. You should be putting the LSAT off, and you should be getting straight A's. It is so critically important that you get straight A's. I mean that literally. Now, I don't care about your old grades. Like, I don't care about your past grades. I'm not saying you need to have nothing but straight A's on your prior record. What I'm saying is, if you're hearing my voice right now and you're serious about law school, I literally want you to get nothing but straight A's from now on. Because that's what law school wants. They want good students. They want worker bees. They don't want bad students. They don't want people who don't do their assignments. They want people who do perfect work yesterday. That's what the law firms are looking for. That's what the law schools are looking for. And your grades send them that message. If they see your grades that have just nothing but straight A's, they go, oh, great, a worker bee, someone who does what they're asked, someone who does more than what they're asked. On time, perfect, all the time. That's the type of people that we're looking at for lawyers. Mm-hmm. So if you need to put off your LSAT prep so that you can finish out your undergrad with straight A's, you should definitely do that.
Yes.
You can always come back to LSAT prep later if that means that you have to take a gap year or two or three. Good. That's good.
Yeah, do
we
that anyways.
We want you to take a gap year. Yeah, of course you should take a gap year. Figure out what kind of legal work you might want to do. Get yourself an internship at a law firm or in some sort of legal context so that you can start getting your feet wet and learning things and making contacts in the law. Law schools will always be there. It's crazy to rush into it. Grades first, then LSAT, then apply. And it sounds like Isidro is trying to do too much at once. So maybe you rushed into this first official test. Sounds like you did. Very common, by the way. I mean, when you sign up for big name prep, they're like, okay, so you're going to definitely take the test at the end of this. And that's wrong. I mean, it's strategically bad. When you sign up for LSAT Demon, we're like, okay, so you're not going to sign up for any official test. You're going to monitor your practice test scores. When your practice test scores are good enough, then you're going to think about signing up for the official test. So probably my guess is Isidro needs to not study right now because he needs to really like back up on this whole process. Finish out undergrad with straight A's. When you've got the time in your schedule to devote yourself to LSAT study, then do that. Maybe it's over the summer or whenever. It can be during the semester if you're getting straight A's. But there's just no rush. And so if that means you're not going to subscribe to LSAT Demon right now, that's good. That's fine. We'll be here. Whenever you're ready, we'll be here for you. But if you want to do this in a budget conscious way, if you want to end up not overpaying for law school, then it is critical that you take a step back, I think, and get the grades first and then focus on LSAT when you're really ready. I don't know. What do you think?
Totally.
Yeah.
100%.
Thank you, Isidro, for writing in. You can email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.